In the past, power plants produced energy at any cost. Now we're not only producing energy, but we're producing less pollutants. It's better for the community, and it's going to be better for generations to come.
Hey everybody, this is Merlin from Mac Break, and we are here on the show floor at Macworld Expo in San Francisco, and I'm here with my buddy Ken Case, who is the CEO, co-founder, and head honcho of Omni Group. How's it going, Ken?
Good. It's been a great show.
Yeah, it seems like a great show. You guys have a lot of exciting stuff going on. It's very busy here. There's a lot of nerds walking around. There's a lot of people in neck beards and fanny packs. You can count yourself among them.
Oh, yeah.
The question everybody's going to ask, we should talk a little bit about OmniFocus, which is something that that you've been working on. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on how that started and tell us a little bit about what's happening with that.
Yeah, you bet. Well, of course, anybody listening to this knows that that you've been involved in getting things done in the craze of trying to get people productive, personally productive. And so we started really getting into that when Ethan started doing some Apple scripts for Omni Outliner called Kinkless, Getting Things Done, KGTD. And so it's been an exciting time ever since. We've been we met with you, and we met with Ethan up in Seattle, and came up with OmniFocus.
I gotta say, it's been a lot of fun to do that with you. It's the first time I've ever actually watched an application being built. It's kind of like getting to tell somebody what kind of apartment you want to live in, and then getting to pick the doorknobs and everything. It's really fun, and it's coming along. They're actually, just to let people know, there is actual software behind the pictures, right? It actually does make things.
Why would you need software?
Yeah, your testing and development curve is so much smaller if you just put out images of your stuff.
Yeah, that goes a lot faster, I found.
And so just for the folks out there who are using Kinkless or who are interested in seeing what this looks like, you've got a rough orders of magnitude idea about when some of this will start getting out in front of people?
Yeah, I think the first half of this year.
Yeah. That's good. That's covers a lot of ground. That's good.
I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. Since Apple said, you know, that Leopard's coming out in the first half of this year, we're not synchronizing our release with Leopard. It's not going to require Leopard. But
have you considered syncing it with Vista?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what we're...
That'll buy you a lot of time. So one of the things that's been really fun along the way is to get a look at what else you guys have been working on. The big release for this show is you've got the full-on version of OmniPlan is out.
And well, we shipped OmniPlan... 4 weeks ago yesterday. So,
why don't you tell the kids a little bit about OmniPlan and how that works?
So OmniPlan, OmniFocus is the one that we're doing for personal productivity. OmniPlan is for larger teams and their productivity. So it's a way to schedule out your tasks when you have a complex project that involves multiple people and you can't do two things at once, but one thing has to happen before another thing can be started. And so so there's this technique called Gantt charting, of course, and it's not very great for personal productivity. It's kind of it's probably a waste of time. but for complex projects, it's incredibly huge. I mean, it's what saved the Panama Canal project. I don't know whether you know anything about the history.
I did not know that. I do know that I have described this to friends who ask. They say, "What's the difference between OmniFocus and OmniPlan?" I say, "There's a lot of difference, but the most important thing is OmniPlan is suckless Gantt for the first time ever."
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
There's been plenty of suck to go around in Gantt charts for a long time.
Yeah, well, it's easy for people when they start looking at these complex problems to think, "Oh, okay, I've got to do all of this complex information to fill out." But at the heart, it's really pretty simple, right? You list your tasks, you talk about how long they're going to take, and then you start laying them out in time in this timeline, and that's what the Gantt chart is. And this just helps you do that, and it helps you do it quickly.
It's interesting because some of the kind of, not to get all David Allen, but some of the getting things done natural planning concepts actually do apply to even a large project. Sort of figuring out what the steps are in front of you and then laying that out as a series of dependencies.
Right. Well, and especially once you get down to the individual level. So you've assigned a bunch of tasks to people on your teams or whatever, and then they want to act on this stuff. You send your tasks over to them. They put it on their getting things done list, and they start working through it and sending back status.
Well, I guess I should also mention, I mean, one thing that's nice about OmniPlan, I feel like I'm plugging you here, but it's like a lot of the Omni Group products, it has that feeling of kind of fit and finish and OS X-ness, and it's got that personal touch. The question I'm asking everybody today, and I've got to put in front of you, like everybody here, I'm kind of obsessed with the iPhone. Did you hear about the iPhone?
No, what are you talking about?
It's a little sketchy, but apparently there's some kind of a mobile device they're going to put out. The question that everybody seems to be asking right now is, this thing's going to run OS X. It's got Darwin. It's going to do Safari.
Right.
The big question now is, what is going to happen with third-party applications? And what have you heard, before I tell you what I've heard?
Well, I haven't heard anything other than what was in the keynote officially.
You want to know what I heard?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Suck it.
Yeah, actually, I guess I read something about that on the way.
I heard, don't hold your eye breath. it's something that the official word from anybody I've talked to at Apple has been the question, was it in Steve's keynote?
Right.
To which I say, well, no. And they say, well, there's your answer.
Well, you know, I've heard, that was obviously one of the first things that went through my mind when I heard OS 10. Oh, goodness, OS 10? All right, we'd love to develop for this thing. Think about the things we could do with OmniFocus. You can start having your grocery list with you in the grocery store and have it actually the app, not like a paper synchronization or something. Or I can be walking along and, I think of something, I just talk into my iPhone and have it go into my OmniFocus inbox and so on. So there's a lot of potential there. There's, our Grapple product manager started thinking about, Omni Napkin. Oh, now we're talking. How can we do, do your quick sort of stuff here and take it back to Grapple and you polish it up or,
As I sat in this room full of course, I didn't have a keynote pass, so I'm all about the exhibits only. I sat in a room full of nerds, like, crying with joy over the idea of OS 10 on a phone, and the very first person I thought of was you, and that this was an app that seems like it was just made for putting on there.
We'd love to put some stuff on there. I mean, we'll find a way to put, at least some of this stuff on there, right? At least with web access and a real web browser, that has JavaScript access, we can do some targeting. But it would be a lot nicer if you could actually use gestures and have a real app there, right?
So the big question then, if you got the SDK kit, you knew that you could go out and start making something as soon as you cleared this booth out of here, OmniFocus?
Yeah. OmniFocus, I think, is the number one priority for what needs to be on there, right? You want something to carry with you.
Steve Ken is calling to you. He needs you. He needs you to do this for him. This is Merlin. I'm here with Ken Case, Omni Group, Macworld on the floor. Thanks for talking to me, Ken.
You bet. Thank you, Merlin.
Go make some stuff.
All right.
MacBreak Video is powered by Libsyn, made for creators, individuals, and enterprises.
My favorite fishes to eat are between crappie, catfish, and walleye.
In the past, power plants produced energy at any cost. Now we're not only producing energy, but we're producing less pollutants. It's better for the community, and it's going to be better for generations to come.